T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are back at 9:03. Before I go to my guest, I have a question for people out there. It just occurred to me, because earlier in the show, I did a thing on earbuds.
Yes.
Because Devontae Smith had them in his ears on the field before the Eagles game Friday night. And I don't think you need a soundtrack when you're out catching a football, even though he didn't play the game out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it occurred to me that there may be somebody listening to this radio show right now. Yeah. On earbuds.
I do it all the time when
you
I'm
do.
Off. All, like yesterday, I was working in my yard all day yesterday. I listened to Glenn and Jody, and then once
No,
the
but
game
you
came on,
walked in here.
Yeah, with my earbuds.
Was Johnson in your ears?
No, at that point, I was listening to Johnson in the car, but I have like I drive up, it's an hour and a half. I have two podcasts that I like to listen to on Mondays when I come up, so I listen to them.
I need somebody right this second who is listening to this radio program with little white things sticking out of your ears.
Yeah, they're a little, they're kind of like not the cool kid stuff anymore. They're back to wires.
No, because to me, now I'm thinking if I got them in my ears and somebody's approaching me, I can act like I'm talking to somebody.
Oh, you could do that.
That's rude.
You're very subtle and they'll buy it.
It's rude. And I would not do it smoothly.
But I know. I'm talking to somebody.
Is anyone listening right now on earbuds? I have to grill you. Jump on board. Not listening on earbuds because he is busy listening to his own podcast on hitting season. He does a Phillies podcast, Hitting Season. He's got an Eagles podcast, Eye on the Enemy. He's a writer for The Good Fight and for Bleeding Green Nation. He is strong in two sports. Mr. John Stallness. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
All right, John, I want to start with there were two plays that happened, for each team, and I want to get your thoughts on them. I'll start Friday night up in New York. Fly ball to Veerling, winning run at third. Starling Marte is trying to score. Here's what happened.
Dominguez kicks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball line towards left field. Veerling coming on. He'll make the catch. Marte tags. He's coming home. The throw. The tag. He's out. Veerling.
All right, John, your thoughts on that play?
I think it's hilarious how excited the Mets crowd got at a fly ball that was pretty easily caught. The second thought was it was a really great play by Veerling to charge it. In that particular instance, the Phillies were very fortunate that they had Veerling in left field defensively rather than Schwarber, and they executed the play exactly like you're supposed to do it. I mean, he had to make a good throw. He came in and made a decisive read on the ball and saved the game. It was phenomenal. It was fundamental. It was something we haven't seen from the Phillies in the first 2 months of the season.
I would argue that it is the best play of the season so far for the Phillies. But then, John, they went two games without scoring a run. And I'm getting a lot more positive than negative on the season on the weekend as a whole, although I did not have that reaction. You lost the series to the Mets. Why are people feeling so good about it?
Yeah, I think you figure you got that split with Scherzer and DeGrom, and that's about as much as you could have expected. I think the loss on Sunday was really disappointing, just that the offense wasn't able to get to Chris Bassitt. And Bassitt's a good pitcher, too. He's got an ERA in around 3-2 or something like that. But, I mean, I think you're in there without Schwarber. You're in there without Bryce Harper. Those are your two best power hitters, especially from the left side of the plate. And you've got DeGrom and Scherzer and Bassitt, who are all righties, and they're really tough on right-handed hitters. And you were relying on a lot of the young guys to string hits together. And I think the most disappointing part was Real Muto and Castellanos weren't able to continue their hot hitting in that series. And you could see they were pitching around Rhys Hoskins and letting those guys try to beat them, and they couldn't do it. But I just feel like if you went into a Met series and they didn't have Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, how many of those games would you expect? How well would you expect that offense to perform? And I think against a really good Mets pitching staff, without Schwarber and Harper, it was a tough ask for the Phillies offense.
Based on Scherzer, DeGrom, are the Mets the biggest threat in the playoffs?
I think they have to be in a short series because you can pitch those guys probably twice in a certainly twice in the seven-game series, and you can maybe even line it up to get one of those guys some innings out of the bullpen in a five-game series. So in the National League, it's hard to argue against the Dodgers being the toughest team right now, but I think in a short series against the Mets, they could be just as difficult as the Dodgers.
All right, John, let's go to Eagles Friday night. Hurts, his only series maybe of the whole preseason. He's running out of bounds. Here's what happened.
Now on third down, they need five. And Hurts scrambling to try to keep it alive. Taking it to the sidelines, and he gets hit out of bounds. Popping right back up again, fortunately, but that's going to be a penalty on Quincy Williams for the New York Jets.
All right, what do you think, John?
Well, a couple things. One, please just slide. Please get down. Please don't let yourself get hurt like that. I love the fact that that he popped right back up and just shook it off and played it off as like it was no big deal. He didn't let his emotions get the best of him. And that's one of the things we love about Jalen Hurts so much is we question his ability to be an effective passing quarterback, but we know he's got the intangibles. We know that he's got the leadership. We know that he knows how to handle himself. Like when the stadium collapsed, the stands collapsed in Washington last year, and he handled that like it was no big deal. Like the guy does not get rattled, and I think that was a real big thing, even in a preseason game like that. The other side of the coin is I loved how some of the offensive linemen got in those guys' faces, and Nick Sirianni almost lost his mind on the sideline and had to be pulled back. I just thought the team rallied around him really well, and it's clear they really like him and they really want him to be the guy.
All right, now Sirianni. He got every bit as much reaction as Hurts did, John, because we know what he said. He looked at the other sideline. He singled out the coach, and he said, that's bleeping bull bleep. All right? Here's the thing I'm struggling with, John. I love that reaction. I love the feistiness and the passion. He gets in front of the mic after the game, and he's telling us how much he loves the other coach. Why can't we get that Nick Sirianni all the time? Explain this to me.
Well, I mean, he's trying to be measured, I guess. He doesn't want to. I think if he had 3 hours to cool off, I'm sure, you know, I don't know if he talked to the coach after, you know, Saleh after the game or whatever, but I don't. I mean, I certainly love the fire. I certainly wouldn't mind seeing it a little bit in the post game show, but at that point, I think you probably calm down and you realize. Maybe, you know, they probably weren't trying to hurt Jalen Hurts or anything, and it's not really the, you know, I think there's a time and place for you to go off like that. And in that case, I think he did it, was on the field, it was the right time and place. And after the game, you can collect yourself and you show your players that you're also not governed by your emotions, that you can ramp it back down. So I was okay with that.
Barrett Brooks, who's with us today, said he would have gone further than Mailata. He would have taken Quincy Williams and giving him a look at the next world. Am I right, Merritt?
On a ragdoll him.
He would have ragdolled the guy. All right, John, three quick ones. I can only ask somebody who's good in two sports like John Stolens. Number one, will the Phillies make the playoffs?
Yes. I think they're significantly better than whoever the second-place team will end up being in the National League Central, whether it's the Cardinals or the Brewers. Yes.
No hesitation. Will the Eagles make the playoffs?
Yes, I think they will. The NFC's wide open. I think Hurts will play well enough to lead the offense effectively. I don't know if it means he's their starter in 23, but it's a really good roster. I think they will.
Which team will go further?
That's a great question. I think the Eagles will. I think the playoffs are set up in such a way that if you are a wild card team in the NFL, you're not as much at a disadvantage as you are in Major League Baseball. If the Phillies are one of that second or third wild card team and you have to go on the road for the whole opening series of a three-game series, it's a real tough ask. So I'd say the Eagles go a little bit further.
John Stolens, John, you're doing it in two great sports. You're awesome. Thanks, John. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.